All three members of Alaska's congressional delegation voted for the omnibus appropriations bill President Obama signed into law today. The Senate cast its vote on the $410 billion spending bill yesterday. It was carried over from the last Congress because it failed to pass last year and will fund the federal government only until the end of September. Senator Lisa Murkowski was one of only eight Republicans who voted for it. She says she wishes Congress had voted on the spending bill before it took up the massive economic stimulus package passed last month. She says there's no conflict in her support for the omnibus spending bill and her stance against the stimulus package.
The stimulus was an entirely different animal. It did not go through the regular order. It did not go through committees. It was basically a spending package that was crafted by a few individuals and an enormous price tag placed on it, and we were asked to accept or reject it.
The spending bill will send about $200 million to Alaska and includes more than $18 million for village water and sewer projects. More than $3 million will go to the Denali Commission for job training and $5 million for an FAA air traffic control communication system. The earmark-laden bill has come under criticism from some Republicans, but Murkowski defends earmarks and says they are not wasteful by definition. She says as long as it's a transparent process, earmarks are a good way for legislators to send money home since they know what projects are priorities.
I think people back home would feel far more comfortable knowing that their delegates here in Congress were working on those issues rather than trusting an agency to know what goes on in our state and know what our needs are.
President Obama has warned that he wants to see earmarks curbed in the future. Included in the omnibus bill is a provision that will allow the Obama administration to withdraw changes President Bush made to the Endangered Species Act.